This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com. Details the creation of the world. Every day, every step, every prat in the creation and how the Ribbono Shel'Olam created the world. I've always wondered, what is the need to have this knowledge? Why would the Torah need to tell us how it was created? Ribbono Shel'Olam should say, Bereishis, Barasi, Shamayim, V'aretz, I created the world. Okay, now you're created and now you have mitzvahs. Why did it become an essential part of the Torah to know how the Ribbono Shel'Olam created the world? Rashi points out that we needed to know that the Ribbono Shel'Olam created the world. We could have skipped that whole chapter b'chlal. It could have started off with Achedesh Hazel Lochem, the first mitzvah. No, it's important to know, says Rashi, B'Shem Chazal, that the Ribbono Shel'Olam created the world. Good? But why is it important to know how he created the world? Every detail. What came day one? What came day two? What building up from day one? Then on top of that, what was created on day two? And Vayechul Hashamayim V'Oretz. It should have started with Vayechul Hashamayim V'Oretz. It's all complete. Yes, we have to know Bereishis. The Ribbono Shel'Olam created the world. Bar Elikim. Zeizak Rashi. It's important to understand the Bereishis. And this is a hakdame to Hachedesh Hazel Lochem. Couldn't have just started with the mitzvahs. Good. So just say the Ribbono Shel'Olam created the world. Why do we need every detail of how he created the world? Yadatzach, I believe Rabbi Isaias, an Arayan, an idea I would like to share. Even the how the Ribbono Shel'Olam created the world was necessary and is a hakdam, an introduction to the mitzvahs Achedesh Hazel Lochem. It wasn't enough just to tell me that the Ribbono Shel'Olam created the world, but we also needed to learn and to hear how and the details on how he created the world. And that is as well hakdama to Torah mitzvahs. To explain this, I would give you a mashal with a story. Zayde Zecheinu Levracha told me that the Alter von Slabodka one Friday night came to the door of his house, put his hand on the mezuzah, and he was thinking, he was deep in thought. No, the people around him, his children, Talmidim, they all assumed that he must be thinking some deep ideas about Shabbos. His hand was on the mezuzah, something about mezuzah, the Eibishter. And then he stopped, he went into the house, he began the meal, and someone had the courage to ask him, Rebbe, tell us, what were you thinking? What was this stop that you made deep in thought? So he said, I'll tell you the reason why I stopped to think. I come home, I eat the meal. Now today, Baruch Hashem, there's good foods, you know. A meal takes more than 5 minutes just because there's so many entrees and as they call it, Yiddish Vorspeisen, a main course, a dessert. I can imagine the suda that the Alter Slabodka had in Litton, Europe. It was a truck in a soup, a dry soup, bestama, and a wet piece of chicken from the chicken that came from the soup. And that was the whole thing. Could have finished in 3 minutes, the whole meal. A minute for the soup, 2 minutes for the chicken, we're done. All right, let's add another 2 minutes for the fish. Shite. Could have been done. said the altar, I eat this quickly. I don't appreciate. Why? Because I don't realize how much preparation that went into it. I don't realize that the Rebbetzin had to go to the store to buy the chicken the way they used to do in the old times.
Plucking the chicken.
To pluck the chicken, to bring it to the sheikhet, to pluck the chicken. Mm. It's a lot of work. A lot of work, yeah. I think maybe the reason why we have so many courses today, because since the preparation chelik of it is easier, could you imagine a person could walk into a store and get a takeout Shabbos in 1 minute? So where does it become the difficult and the amelus, the work that's needed? So it comes in that we give many different courses. It's this course and that, so she has to go to this store and that store. Right? So even in the takeout, she can't come to one store and get the whole meal. She's got to get the entree and the wine. And the in those days, maybe it was the other way around. It was all in one store because there wasn't much. So the amelus was that you had to go to shech the chicken, to pluck the chicken. The idea is, in Erev Shabbos, there's an inyan of Misha Tarach. Erev Shabbos, Yechel B'Shabbos. There's a preparation necessary. And it's possible, says the Alta, I would overlook it. I would eat the meal in 2 seconds without appreciating. So I sat by the mezuzah, I stood by the mezuzah, putting my hand over before I walked into the house, going through the motions of what the Rebbetzin had to prepare, the tircha that went into it. Like this, now I can be a makir tov. I believe this is what the Torah vilfunus. The Torah wants us to realize every step. In Yiddish is an expression, kumtav hafartike, which means he comes from a... When a person comes and it's all already done, it's all set, you don't appreciate it. And he wouldn't know what went into the creation of the world. How much detail, all the colors and all the different inyanim that went into the painting of the world, he wouldn't appreciate it. The Torah wants us to appreciate on every prat, on every detail. Notice how many times it says ki toiv. What do we need to say ki toiv? Just right at the end, v'yichul ha-shamayim v'aretz v'chal tzvam. Ayar alakim ki toiv. Why every day after every creation, Vayar Elokim Ki Tov, Vayar Elokim Ki Tov, Vayar Elokim Ki Tov, and I think it's this is Yisayv. On every prat, the Immaculate Tov. And this is the Hagdama to Torah, it's Hagdama to Mitzvahs. On them, there's no Torah, there's no Mitzvahs, there's no Yadus. It's not only Hagdama that the Rebbeinu Shem created the world. The Rebbeinu Shem wants us, Higid La'amai, Rebbeinu Shem wants to tell his people, appreciate, understand, because you have to be a makil taiv. I created you to be a maidu makil abayra. So you have to see all the details that went into it, and then to realize on every step is ki taiv, ki taiv, ki taiv. It's good, it's good, it's good. And that the Rebbeinu Shleilam is seeing this because he's a mativ. He wants to give you this good. And this was an important part of Torah, and maybe even the Hagdama, the lesson that's prefacing all else that's in the Torah. You know, the Rebbeinu Shleilam gave man a wife. How did he give it to him? It's interesting. First, she wasn't. And then the Rebbeinu Shleilam took a brib, and then he gave it to him. And I always wondered to myself, and I've added Chazal, there's different pshatim on how the Isha was actually there before, and she was from the back, and she was a part of him. But the pashat, the way the Torah writes it, there was no woman. And the Torah's madgish that the Eibishter even said, Loi toi v'yois adam levato. It's not good for man to be alone. Why do I need that the Rebbeinu Shem should give me the reasoning of why he created it? And if it's taka so, So why didn't he create a woman right away? The Baal Shem can't make a mistake. It can't be that he thought one way and then he changed his mind afterwards. The Chapella. I always wondered this. The Torah is writing Kilo, the Baal Shem didn't make a perfect world. He didn't make a perfect world. And then all of a sudden he realized, Baal Shem made a mistake and he realized, it's against the understanding of the Baal Shem. And even that it happened, I have to know that that's the Cheshbon, like Tovi, whatever. Everything that he created, the Rebbe Hashem created it, and we have to understand the Tovi in it. But here, the Rebbe Hashem is telling us, you should know. And notice, what are the words? Like Tov. Again, the word Tov. What's the Pshat Rebbe say? It's a Pashta Shaila here. It's a great Shaila. If the Rebbe Hashem felt that the right way is with a wife, she should have created l'chatchila. And second of all, the Torah has to give me the reason why. What do I need a reason? And everything else, there was a reason. There's no reason. The Rebbe Hashem created. He said it's Torah, finished. I think the Pshat Rebbe says is Pashat. Akaras HaTov for the Isha. The Rebbe Hashem wanted us to know that if we didn't have, it wouldn't be good. The Rebbeinu Shalom wanted us to realize, understand. First, I'll create you without. Oh, you see? If not, a person would take that for granted too. He would take everything for granted. First, he created in a way that you don't have it, you need it. And you get it. Yeah. The Gemara says, "Daki shalis lachsa acha isha." That one of the ideas behind the Rebbeinu Shlom taking the tzeleya from the man, that the man has to go and seek and search the tzeleya, his wife. And the idea is because it's a part of him, so he's missing. He's missing. It's part of him, so he has to go and get what he's missing. He has to try to complete himself. But can Zayin Rebbe say, possibly, in this there's also depth, you say, Dagher Lachser, the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted that you should take a seek. Seeking comes from realization that you're missing. Mm-hmm. By tefillah we find in the Parsha that there was no rain, and because there was no rain, for Adam Ayin, Lavid is Adama. So what did the Rebbeinu Shlom want? That there should be tefillah, that they should daven for rain. What's the pshat? Because if the Rebbeinu Shlom gave it to the person on a silver platter, then he wouldn't seek it. Seeking means you're makir, that it's not you, it's the Eibishter. And that's Yadus. Pasuk says, Adam Ayin, Lavid is Adama. There was no person to be over the Adama. The Eid Yalim in Arts. Yeah, straight in Pasuk, I say. The Chalsi Echasade Terem Yibarets. The Chalesi Echasade Terem Yitzmach. Ki Lahimtir Lekim Al Arets. Why? So Chazal say, because V'adam Ayin Lavid Is Adama. Which means there's nobody to daven for the rain. So there couldn't be rain, and therefore there couldn't be matar. It couldn't be that it irrigated the growth of the land. And the Pasuk even goes out of its way to tell us this. What's it negeya? What's it negeya? Just, you created the world, and the Teretz is Rebbeinu Shlom wants us to understand that the whole world was created in a way that you have to be makir, that you have to come on to the Eibishter. Yesod HaBriya, the Yesod of creation is, man must come on to his creator. And then he's makir, and that's called machsi. Machsi means it's not given to you. Machsi means you have to get it. Getting, in order you should know that you're getting it, receiving it from somewhere. Because if not, you forget that you're receiving it. If creation is given to you without you having to go and get it from the Eibishter, then you begin to forget, because you take advantage. That's Darkei Shel Adam, that's people, and you begin to start thinking, Efshe B'nichbal Abbas, maybe it's all in my hand. And then we defeat the purpose of Bria. We defeat the purpose of creation. The Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, he writes clearly that the tachlis of the Bria, the famous Ramban, the tachlis of the Bria, that we should come to Shul, Lahaydais, Lahakir, to recognize Hashem's chesed and to praise Him for it. The Rebbeinu Shlom created a Bria that inherently man could be Makir Tov and be Maida. That's what it's about. Makir Tov and to be Maida. And so, everything was created in a way where the person is being taught. The person is being taught. You look, Ki Tov. Look every step. Look, when you didn't have it, look what it was like. You didn't have the wife. Loi Tov. There was no tefillah, there's no rain. It works that you have to realize that it's not given to you and don't take it for granted. That's the Yisayid HaBriya. My uncle, Reb Zalman Saratskin, Zech Tzadik Levracha, and I heard the same word from my Rebbe, Rav Pamzach, Tzadik Levracha. You notice that Chava is called Chava, ki hi eim kol chai. She's the mother of all living. She's the mama. Who gave her this name? Adam. When did he give her this name? He didn't give it to her right away. Pasuk doesn't say that when the Rebbeinu Shlom gave him a wife, he called her Chava. Pasuk says, "Vayivin Hashem el kimas atzeleah shelokach mina Adam leisha vayivielah vayoyim Adam zois hapam etzem atzamai lezois yikar isha." First she was called Isha. First she was called Isha. When did she become Chava? After the whole story with the Eitz Hadas and the Rebbeinu Shlom curses Adam and the Nachash and death and Arur Adam Shreklach. Noach, Adam turns around and he says, after all that he's being told all of the Vayikra, Pasuk Peri Gimel Pasuk Chaf, Vayikra Adam Shem Ishtei Chave, Ki Hi Hoyse Eim Kol Chai. He called Chave right away. After everything. Why? Zachab Zalman, another husband, could have been furious, could have mamish went off the handle, could have mamish lost it. You know what you did to me? Do you understand, Chava, what you did to me? Do you understand what you did to the world? You destroyed the whole world. You destroyed the whole world. Unbelievable what you... I should be furious at you. No. What happens? He sees the positive. He's makir in the Tov, and he calls for Chava. At that moment, that he should have been fuming, so to speak, of all the ra that she caused. No, that's not what he does. He focuses and he addresses and he emphasizes. No, she's Chava. To see the positive, to see what the Eibishter gave Tov to a person. You know, when Adam was charged by the Eibishter with what he did. Eibishter says, "What did you do? Did you eat from the Eitz Hadas?" He answers, "Ha'isha shenasato imadi he nastalim mina eitz va'eichel." Okay, in pasuk, pasuk. Yud beis, perigil pasuk yud beis. Vayoyim Adam, vayisha shenasati imadi, he nasa limino eitz, va'oichel. Chazal say that the word va'oichel is an interesting word. It should have said achalti. It should have said Isha Shenasato Imadi, he nasli min eitz ve'achalti, I ate in the past. So Chazal say the word eichel is on purpose. Why? Because it actually could have a connotation of past. Eichel could also mean present, and eichel could also mean in the future. So he was telling the Eibush, I ate, achalti ve'ayit eichel, I'll do it again. He tells the Eibush to what is he? I mean, he wasn't completely insane, right? The Eibush starts yelling, Hayitachin. The Eibush is screaming at him, Hayitachin. Did you eat? Did you eat from the Eitz Hadas? His reply is, I'll do it again. It's impossible. And the truth is, if he would have meant to say, I will eat, he should have said, Oid Eichel. He doesn't say that. He says, Eichel, which really meant in the past. I mean, it doesn't say clearly, I will do it again. Say Bali Musser that he actually didn't say he was going to do it again, because then Adam Marishan, he used up was in ganzen abgefreckt. There's nothing, there's nobody to talk about it if this is what Adam Marishan did. What he really meant Eichel in the past. But the way he said it, in his words, we were able to hear he ain't going to do tshuva. He's going to do it again. Not that he meant to say I'm going to do it again, because then it would say, I still will do it again. He didn't mean to say I'm going to do it again. But it's read in his words, in the words that he used, it wasn't a chalti in the past. You were able to hear, eichel v'ayit eichel, that I'll do it again. Why? Say Bali Musar, the first step to tshuva is to take responsibility. To take responsibility. If a person can't take responsibility on the chet, he can't do tshuva. That's pshat vidui. Vidui means achotasi. I did it. Here he blames the wife. He's blaming somebody else. The fact that he blames somebody else, that means even if he said, I did it in the past, he's going to do it again. Not that he said it clearly, I'll do it again. Because then the Torah would have wrote that he would do it, he said that. He used a word, and in the word there's a connotation of past, present and future, and it's because you can hear in his words that because he blamed the wife. Another pshat. I believe that maybe even more simpler. We don't have to say that he blamed her and that's the raya that he'll do it again.
True.
But the fact that he was a imakir tarif, Chazal say, Aisha shenasato imadi, it's ke'ilu, he's telling the Eibush to, you see the wife you gave me? A lot of people always blame the wife.
Shatran.
They always blame the wife. Someone who always blames the wife means he's not a makatev, you know. He doesn't matzisha matzatay. You have to see the taiv in the isha. The fact that he's not a makir taiv, merely he's not a makir taiv, means he'll do the aveira again. Because mitzvahs and aveiras are very much about hakaras hatayv as well. Chazal are full with this. You say that the Rebbeinu Shlom says one who's not a makir taiv, I know he's not going to keep mitzvahs. He'll be a kafi taif to me too. The Gemara in Kedushin says that if a person is not mechabit his parents, the Rebbeinu Shleilam says, I don't want to stay next to a fellow like this. You know why? Because I know he won't treat me properly. He won't keep taira mitzvahs. He won't be mechabit me. What do you mean? Playaka frekchen. It's a big jump from a parent to the Eibishter. It's a big jump. Maybe he's not mechab his parents. He's not going to be mechab the Eibishter. The Teretz is the Shadish. He's all the same. If someone cannot appreciate parents who daily feed him and give him, and he sees it, it's right in front of him, how do you expect him to the Eibishter, to appreciate what the Eibishter does when he can't see it? You have to believe that the Rebbeinu Shleilam. So Kol Shkein, he's not going to be a Makir Taif, he'll be a Kafi Taif. This is full in the Chazal and the Rishenim. And the Mela, Hakaras HaTaif becomes the Ikar of the Torah. Hakaras HaTaif is the yesod of Parshas Bereishis, because it is the Bereishis. The Bereishis, the beginning is to know HaKadosh HaTov, the Eibishter. And this is why the Eibishter created the world, and that's why the Eibishter, and that's Pshat B'Shul Yisrael Shnik Bereishis. Why? Because Yisrael Abakirei Tov. B'Shul Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shalom created the Bria, that there should be HaKadosh HaTov, Yisrael, and what's the pshat b'shul Yisrael shenikereishis? That they're makirei toiv. You know, the Yid is called the Yehudi. Why is the Yid called the Yehudi? Because he's a meider, as I state in the Shainim. He's able to be makir toiv. So thus licked in the bereishis, bara likim. The bereishis b'shul Yisrael shenikereishis. Another thing that the Rashi brings, what's the bereishis? Bereishis is because of all the things that you give Reishis. Bereishis can mean the Truma Samaisris. It's also Reishis. They state in Shainim. Bereishis, what's the Pshat? Yadachzach, it's the same you say it. When a person gives Truma Samaisris, shows HaKaras HaTov to the Eibishter. It's HaKaras HaTov that the world, the produce, what grows, it's all the Rebbeinu Shleim. It's all for the Rebbeinu Shleim. Unne Meila, the Bereishis B'Shul Yisrael Shnikar Reishis has to do with B'Shul the Trumas Amayishis Shnikar Reishis. To show HaKaras HaTov. Since the world was created, the Bria, the ground, the sky, the rain, the trees, was in order to be makir teiv. So how do you show that HaKaras HaTov? In the Trumas HaMaisris. Licked in the Trumas HaMaisris, Bereishis, the Tav of Bria. Because world was created for HaKaras HaTov. So that's B'Shvil Yisrael Shnikereishis. Who B'Shvil Yisrael Shnikereishis, B'Shvil Trumas HaMaisris as well, and B'Shvil HaTorah Shnikereishis, Favos. Torah is b'yisoid HaKaras HaTov, like I explained to you. The Torah is all HaKaras HaTov. The yisoid of the Torah is HaKaras HaTov. So it's all about a nation that's able to be makir toiv. Goyim don't even have such a musig of HaKaras HaTov. They might know how to say a thank you, but it's not with HaKaras HaTov. I'll prove it to you. You take a government, America, Mamlecha Shel Chesed. He feeds the poor. They're busy feeding the poor. This same poor person, does he have any legal that he can't burn the flag? They want to burn the flag. You can burn the flag. Okay, I don't know if they passed the law. Yeah, but it's on the fence, that Shiloh. Let's take a different Shiloh. Could a guy who gets welfare get up and curse out the Medina, the country, with the government, with the president? I can't just... more than that. And we'd fight for his right to do it. Yeah, we'll fight for his right to do it. I was thinking, how could you have that it's legal and it's his right? Yeah. It's his right. He has a right to come and be a coffee type. And the tablet says, Rabbi, because even in democracy, chesed of the guy, HaKaras HaTov is not chiyuvis. It's a gesture. It's being courteous. It's a courtesy. Not chiyuvi. Teira, it becomes chiyuvi. See the difference? Again, I hold it's an embassy site. The democratic system is chesed. It's all about chesed, feeding the poor and helping the homeless. The same poor and homeless have a right, not just a right, to the point that we fight for that right. It's a legal right. Mamish, the government will appoint a lawyer, a defendant, public defendant, to defend his right. His right to be what? To be a coffee type, to get up and curse out the whole... Yeah, he has the right to do it. But it's the chastir, I understand. freedom. Democracy, chesed, cursing out kafri toiv, it doesn't go, and the answer is, it's a courtesy. It's not a chiyuvi. It's a courtesy. It's a courtesy. It's a gesture of kindness. It's a nedava. Nedava. You want good, you don't want zeich good. By Klal Yisrael, it becomes tefillat Torah. It becomes part of the Tayag Mitzvahs. I was always wondering to myself, Adam HaRishon was told not to eat from the Eitz HaDas. Interesting, huh? He went, he ate from the Eitz HaDas, and this was how you talk and you did it. You know, there's a halacha, Machleikus in the Rishonim, Neichi Hashem Aleikecha is one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. Does a Neichi become the first mitzvah? A Layiyah the second mitzvah? Or a Neichi isn't counted, and it starts with Layiyah Lecha Elohim Acherim. Some Rishonim say, let's count a Neichi, it's a mitzvah, a Neichi Hashem Aleikecha. But notice, it isn't said the Lashon Mitzvah. It doesn't say do or don't do, it just says I am. So some Rishonim say, yeah, it's Emunah, it's the mitzvah of Emunah. Other Rishonim say, no, you can't count it. Why? First of all, notice it's not as a mitzvah. Second of all, if you don't have a mitzvah, then how could you have a mitzvah? First we have to establish mitzvah. First we have to establish that there is a higher that has the ability to command you. And then we could say, you know what, you have a commandment. But as long as we didn't establish, let's call it for lack of better term, the government of Shemayim, then you can't have rules and laws of that government. So Neichi doesn't count. If you look at the Meini HaMitzvahs. What was the mitzvah of the Eitz HaDas by Adam? All it says in the Pasuk is that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam tells him, he put him into the Gan Eden. State in Pasuk, Rabbeinu Shel Olam put him into the Gan Eden. All right, these are these chumashim, we have to go page by page. Okay, one second. Oh, state in Pasuk Kazeh. Vayikach Hashem leikim es Adam, vayinicheyu beGan Eden, lo. Vayitzav Hashem leikim al Adam. Lema, mikoy leitz agon achol teichel, meitz adas toi vera leisechel imenu. Ki biyoyim achol chimenu meis tamus. So what was the tzivui? Don't do it. Where does it say that he's mechuyiv to listen to that tzivui? The Rebbeinu Hashem should have started off saying, listen, I'm the mitzvah. I'm the mitzvah. You should come and say that I'm going to be the one who's in charge. I'm a meila, zakt the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Now you have to listen. According to the Rishonim, an anoichi Hashem aleikecha can't be a mitzvah. Why can't it be a mitzvah? Because first you have to establish mitzvah. First you have to say that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is in charge. Did the Rebbeinu Shel Olam have a discussion with him that he's in charge? Vayikach Hashem aleikim es ha'adam. Vayinicheyu began Eden. Vayitzav Hashem aleikim. Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, Adam, let's talk a minute. I'm the mitzvah. I'm the boss. And you're the one who has to listen. You're the avid. You're the subordinate. Nowhere do we have that conversation. I was wondering, I mean, according to the Rishonim that say that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has to first come and say, Anoichi. Not so hard to understand the Shema. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam has to come and say, Anoichi. And then he could come and say, Loi. Where did the Rebbeinu Shel Olam say, hello, I am? This is when he talks to Adam. Huh? It's the first time he talks to Adam. No, you have a place where that's what he talks. Vayitzav Hashem aleikim. Ala Adam lemer. Mikoil eitz hagad. He should have said, Adam, I'm the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The way it works is that I'm the mitzvah and you're the nitztave. And now I'm telling you, after the nitztave, you can't do this. How come there was no introduction, just like a Nechi Hashem Aleikecha is an introduction to Loi Mitzivui? There should have been a Nechi Hashem Aleikecha. Now you hear the question a little bit better. The first conversation with Adam should have been a Nechi Hashem Aleikecha. Unbelievable. Oh, so you hear my question? Okay. I'm going to repeat it again because I held this a Meirdiki aside over here. Just like in the Aseres HaDibris, when the Rabbeinu Shleilam talks to Klal Yisrael for the first time, this is the first time the Rabbeinu Shleilam directly talking to Klal Yisrael. So he establishes Anechi Hashem Alikech. And then, now, Loi, 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 and Loi. Don't do this, don't do that. The same thing, Rabbeinu Shleilam should have came to, and the Rishonim say it had to be that way. Because first you have to make that I'm the Mitzvah. But I'm the one who's in charge to command. So it should have been the same thing here too. Vayovay Hashem el Adam, vayomer lo anochi Hashem Elokecha. Loi, don't do it. And you know what I think the Pshat Rabbe say is?
This is more divorce. This is more
sin. I don't understand what you don't understand, Rabbe say. Again, Adam is created. So the first conversation that the Eibushi should have with him is Anechi Hashem Elokecha. Just like we find in the Torah, before the Tzivuyim, it's Anechi Hashem Elokecha. Here too, it's just said like this: Anechi Hashem Elokecha, Loisaycha Mi'Eitz Hadas. And the Rishonim tell us it had to be that way. So the question is, why is it not here the same thing? And the Teretz Rabbi says, Gog Yishma. Notice that the Rebbeinu Shem links it to a gesture of Akaras HaTev, like the Rishonim say. It's not just a Neichi Hashem Aleikecha. I'm the boss and you gotta listen. Akaras HaTev, Asher Tzisichom Eretz Mitzrayim. Now you listen. Adam, you know what the Neichi Hashem I created you. Al takaras hatoiv. That's the pshat. The Rebbeinu Shem created, and he put him. That's what the hakdam is. The Rebbeinu Shem says, "Right, nicheu began Eden. I created you and put you in Gan Eden." Ah, the male of the Rebbeinu Shem is commanding. Takaras hatoiv, which is a chelik in every tzivui, was a self-understood takaras hatoiv because the Rebbeinu Shem created him. Yeah. I'm asking Pashta Shaila. Just like by the Aseres HaDibris, you needed a Neichi Hashem Aleikecha. And the Rishonim say it's not a mitzvah, it's just establishing that he's the commander. He's the mitzvah. And now that he's the mitzvah, he can command, lie, 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 duff. Here, Adam was never, maybe she never spoke to Adam. It was the first conversation with Adam. It should have started off. Adam, a Neichi Hashem Aleikecha. And the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Unless you say he understood on his own, being Yitzir Kapov, I don't know. This you have to see already in the Sifrei Kabbalah. But the Vashteten Pasuk HaBeisai is that there was no establishment of Mitzvah. And the Teretz is, just like by Aseres HaDibris, it's a Neichi Hashem Aleikecha Asher Tzisicha and Yimei Liyomi HaKaras HaTayf. Zei Zagun Rishenim. Here too, I created you. I put you in Gan Eden. Vayikar Hashem Aleikim. He puts him into Gan Eden. La'avda, L'shamra, I gave you everything. Now I'm telling you, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. You know, when Bikurim, when we give Bikurim, what do we tell the Rebbeinu Shleilam? We come to the Kayin, and we tell the Kayin, Eineni Kafri Taif. And I've asked you many times, what is this Eineni Kafri Taif? I mean, you're bringing Bikurim. I'm not being out of coffee type. I think there's a Meridiki aside that place. And I think it has a lot to do with what we spoke. The whole parish of Bikurim begins Vanisava Marta, Arami Yoivit Avi, I went down to Mitzrayim. And we've discussed this. What is all this introduction? And the answer is Maskel, Bignus, Messiah, Beshvach. That's one pshat. that in order to come to Akaris HaTov, we discuss and explain, first you have to know what wasn't. Right? And this is really what we're saying here too. In order to appreciate that you're and what you have, first you got to know what you didn't have. Those that never had and got, appreciate. So therefore, in the whole bring of Bikurim, which is to be Makir Tov, it's essential that he realizes and he stresses and he ponders on the past that he had difficult. That's how we explained it in the past. But I want to think, maybe actually there's another pshat here too. Arami Ovid Avi. What's the Arami Ovid Avi? Arami Ovid Avi means Klal Yisrael. He's almost destroyed Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim. And we all there too were tortured. And what's the pshat? The Talich of Klal Yisrael. Which means the Jew as he revolves. You know what the point and the tachlis of that Jew is? To come to this moment of Bikurim, that he is a neni kafi taif. We're not discussing this specific act, is he a makir taif? That's not the discussion. We're linking the Bikurim to the end point, the tachlis, of why everything happened from Arami Ovid Avi. Because Klal Yisrael means a Jew, and the point and tachlis of the Yid means Maidel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What we're doing is we're taking a lineage tree. What is the lineage of Klal Yisrael? Arami Ovid Avi. Yeah. And I think there's a deep understanding here too. Yaakov Avinu, with the Arami Ovid Avi, what was Yaakov's main complaints against Lavan? I always think about it. What was Yaakov Avinu's main complaints? Lama rimitani, halei berach lavati itcha, I was honest worker for you. Liz Yaakov Sataif. I believe the Arami Ovid Avi was who Lavan was. Who Lavan was. There would have been a spiritual assault, a spiritual holocaust against Yaakov Avinu, the life and the understanding of Lavan. For lack of a better word, I'm trying to find the right word. What Lavan stood for was a destruction for Klal Yisrael. Lavan was a tremendous kafi taif to Yaakov Avinu. If you read the parsha of Yaakov and Lavan, you see that this was the sticky point between them always. I did for you. I worked for Rachel. How did you? I mean, you should just forget about you worked for Rachel. He's not a liar. You're a thief. No. I worked Kar Chaim Laila Yoim. His last speech to Lavan is all. I was honest and good and devoted. And look how you just stared me in the back. That's the Arami Ovid Avi. He was trying to instill in Yaakov the lack of Hakaras HaTov and Hashlamas HaTov. And then we go to Mitzrayim. Tell me, who was the ultimate Kafri Taif? Which Medina was the ultimate Kafri Taif? Mitzrayim.
Yosef.
I hold it so endless. I think about it. You know, I try to see what the Torah wants from us.
Goy.
The Parsha of Bikurim is saying, look at Arami, the Goy. Look at Mitzrayim, the Goy. The lack of Akoras HaToy to Yosef. Ashaloyodas Yosef. Yeah. And therefore it led to what? Ashaloyodas Hashem? Like we've said in Parsha Shmois, we discussed this. The lack of Akoras HaToy to Yosef was the foundation of what caused Loyadas Hashem. And you know what the next step was? That when we came through the Midbar, all the nations of the world wanted to kill us. And here the Yid stands, and he says, ain't any kafi taif, now I get. And I've not been mushpa from the Arami, and from the Vayanunim and the Mitzrayim. in any kafri toiv, I'm a yid. It's not I'm a makir toiv right now that I'm giving bikurim. Einen me, talking about who I am, I give shevach v'hoidah v'sich bin ayid. That's the pshat. I give a shevach v'hoidah to the Rebbeinu Shloimeh, but I am a yid, and I'm not the above. That's mikra bikurim. And that's b'shul Yisrael shnikra reishis, Yisrael, that we're yidin. U'b'shul trumas u'maisris, the bereishis, the bikurim, the idea of the Bikurim and the Yisrael and the Bria, it's all connected. It's all about being Makir Toiv, and that's what the Yid is all about, like the Ramban says. And the Mela, it was important for us to learn in the beginning, the Reishis, all the things that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Kitoiv, 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 the good that he's done for us. There's a Yisoid in Ramchal. Why did the Eibush to create the world? What does he need it for? It's a big headache. The world's a big headache. Elamai, he wants to be Meitiv. He wants Hatava, right? Baruch Hashem's Tovu Meitiv. So you know what? Let's skip the difficult step and go straight to the prize. Let's go straight to Eilam Abba. Create us and put us in Eilam Abba. Says the Ramchal. And in order for us to appreciate, it had to be Nama de Kisufa, which means if we give it to our silver platter, we won't appreciate it. But if we earn it, then we'll appreciate it. So the whole Bria was about men should come to appreciate the Taiva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what it's about. In order for that to happen, the Rebbeinu Shem says, I must inherently put in the Torah the inyan of Toiv, that I'm a Meitiv, and that there's such a thing called Hakaras HaToiv. Because that's the ultimate goal of Bria. The ultimate goal of Bria is to be Meitiv. But in order for the person to realize that Hatova, and to appreciate that Hatova, it has to be that he didn't have it, and he got it. And that's why the Isha is given that way, like I explained to you. That's why the rain, he had to daven for it. It had to be that you earn it to appreciate it. And appreciation is a trick. It's a trick that you understand how to be makir toiv. You know, part of the chesed of the supposedly the democracies is to give and to give without even earning it. You see? They don't understand that there's no way to be made of that way. Because then it becomes, you become a kafri toiv on the hatava. The more you give, and the more you give, without having that the person earns or appreciates that toiv, it's not toiv. He's bayit in the toiv. Fakir. Humanity is such that he'll be a bayit b'toiv. I've told you many times, the story of the Chassam Seif, I heard this from Tovia Goldstein, Zuchayin Levracha. Reb Tovia said over a story from the Chassam Sefer that a person was once done a taiva by the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer did him a very big favor. When he came to thank the Chassam Sefer, the Chassam Sefer gave him an envelope. He says, here, take this envelope, keep it. The guy didn't understand. He says, just take it. He left the room of the Chassam Sefer, he opens it up and he sees there are little stones inside. So the person went back to the Chassam Sefer and he asked, Rebbe, I just don't get it. What are these stones about? He says, listen to me. I did you a favor, yeah? And you came to say thank you. I know Teva Adam. I know how man works. That a person is a Meshalim Ra Tachas Teva. That's just the way it is. A person repays bad for good. So one day, you're going to want to repay me bad for the good I did for you. And you'll throw stones at me. I ask of you, little ones, not big ones. So I supply you with the little stones that you should throw only the little stones at me. Adam is a kafri taif. Chazal tell us that where did it start? It started in when he said, Ha'isha shenasati madi. Ha'isha shenasati madi. It's inherent in Adam that Adam is a kafri taif. Now I understand Arura Adama very well. What was the klala? Arura, Adama, Bitzava, night. Why did the Abishta curse the earth? Let him curse. Let him curse night. As the earth would say, Vas benich shuldik. Because he did an Avera, Arura, Adama. So Chazal already said that actually the land also didn't listen to the Abishta. Why did the land listen to the Abishta? The Rebbeinu said, Eitz Priya Yisapri. That each tree should be a fruit that gives off fruit. Like the Esri, we spoke about this many times, that's the Milo of the Esri, that it's Eitz Priya Yisapri. Tam Eitz Priya Yisavin. Esri is not even in the Torah. The word Esri is not in the Torah. The Eitz Pri, Oysa Pri, is Eitz Pri Hadar. That's what's the beauty of the Esrig, that it kept everything that the Abishta said. The Abishta said, make the tree, that the tree tastes like the fruit. Esrig did it. But no other tree. And who didn't listen? That was the Adam. So when Adam didn't listen, then what happened was, then the Adama got cursed. It went retroactive. Frek the Maral, why did we have to wait for the person to sin in order to curse the world? Right away, the minute that the earth didn't listen, she got punished. Why do you have to wait for the person? So I always learn Pashup Shat. Pashup, what's the Pashup Shat? Earth doesn't live for itself. The earth is there to service man. So it would deserve a knas if it's al cheshbon acher. You can't ruin the land if the land belongs to Adam for his good. When Adam sinned, all right, now let's go back to the land and take it out as a knas on the land. That's how I always learn parshup shot. Chayr, it's a nice shot. That how could I come and curse the earth and say that the earth? Yeah, but the earth is meant for not it. Doesn't have its own purpose. It's doing whatever it does is la'adam. Adam might deserve it. But once Adam ceased to deserve it for his chet, now we go back to Arur Adam. Morale says a little differently. Morale says that the Rebbeinu Shlomo made that the earth shouldn't listen. Otherwise it couldn't be that the earth didn't listen. If Hashem said it had to have listened, it can't be such a thing. Because everything's b'mamara. It was created with the word of Hashem. So how did it not? It should have ceased to exist. So the Abishta let it, so to speak, happen. And it was in order to put in the Bria that there should be such a thing as not listening to the Abishta. That it should be such a thing that you can possibly not listen to the Abishta. So when did this take effect? When Adam sinned. The moment that Adam sinned, it took effect, right? So therefore, Arur Adam retroactively when Adam sinned. Because I guess in some fashion, in some form, the Adama was responsible, quote unquote, for what happened to Adam with Adam Nischet. The earth is cursed because of the chet of Adam. What was the chet of Adam? The chet of Adam was that he wasn't a makir toif. The chet of Adam was that he wasn't a makir toif. That's good.
Zero.
Yeah. The chet of Adam is that he wasn't a makir toif.
Right.
When the Rebbeinu Shleilim told the world, Eitz Oisapri, Tachi Aretzah, right? That was in order to give the ultimate toif. It was in order that she give the ultimate toif. So the Eitz Hadas was created to be ultimate toif. Right? You went and you're not makir the toif v'asei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, so guess what? I'll show you that it's not ultimate toif. You didn't appreciate. I told you, come, yeah, and be makir toif. So why were you not makir toif? And the answer is because you didn't understand that everything that Rebbeinu Shlomo gave was perfect. So the tam eitzel pir yeshavin, the purpose of it was that the Bria should be complete, should be shalom. And you went and you ruined that. You went and you were not makir in the Tevas Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not being makir in the Tevas Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Arur Adam, and now you'll see. Now you're going to learn what the Teva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is. Now you'll start to see when the Eibishter doesn't give. You'll be missing. You'll need parnosa. Then you'll start having to say, Rabbeinu Shalom, yeah, I see. I understand that you're the giver. I understand that I can be makir toiv for what you gave me. See, Rabbi Yisrael Pshat, Arur Adama. That Adama was meant to give everything. Chazal say that when Mashiach comes, the ground will give off gluskayis, full cakes. The ground will give finished products. You'll walk to a tree and you'll have a full supermarket. What's the pshat? The ultimate is to be made to the end.
Yeah.
To the end. It means that you don't even have to cook it. You don't have to do anything. But you want makir teif. Arur Adama, I'm going to scale back now. In the kaychus of the Adama, I'm going to scale back that the Adama is not going to give its full potential. Now you'll have to daven. I believe Rabbi Isai. That's why Parnosa, like Egalim in Oritz, requires so much tefillah. Requires so much to have to, you have to come on to the Eibishter. Shloisha mafteches biyada kadosh baruch hu. The three mafteches, what are they? Children.
Zivug.
And panosa, right? Why? Adam sinned in that. Adam sinned by real, not properly makir. And so therefore, what happened to the lady? The tzavi tel dibanim. Childbirth. It's only Habish's hands now. You see? You weren't makir in the Teiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happens to the Adam? The Mezayin. The Gimel Mavteches. The Gemara tells us in Tainis. What should Gimel Mavteches be HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you have to directly come on to the Eibishter? You can't even do it. You can't. It's not up to you. Gimel Mavteches B'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Teich. You have to come directly to Eibishter for it. There's no way to get, receive it without coming directly to the Eibishter. And therefore, children, that's a tale of Yibanim. Childbirth and children, you didn't come on to realize that Toivah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now you'll have Arur HaDam because you didn't come on to understanding. And now we understand the klal to the Nachash, Rabbi said. What was the klal to the Nachash? Offer Teichal Kal Yimei Chayecha. Before Shem ask Akasha, yes, he has meals wherever he goes. So he's... Wherever he goes, he's got a free meal. And the answer is, say the Bali Musar, yeah, but he doesn't have to come on to the Eibishter now.
He's just eating dirt.
He doesn't have to come on to the Eibishter though. He doesn't have to come on. You're right, he gets free meals. He doesn't have to come on to the Eibishter. You want makir b'teivas yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I created you. And I gave rules. Hakaras HaToy was mechayiv to listen to those rules. You don't listen to those rules. You know what? I'm not here. We're makir my taiva. So you know what you eat earth? Go ahead. Without me, what is it? You know what your meals are going to taste like? As they say, literally, like dirt. It tastes like dirt. You ever see a person comes to a thing and he goes, ugh, it tastes like dirt. Shalom Aleichem, that's what the Nachash has every day for breakfast, lunch, and supper. Why? You're not makir b'teivas yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you know what? You're not going to appreciate and enjoy the world. The Adama was there to be native, that the Rabbi Yisrael should expose and be megala his taiva to the world, to people, to the creation, even to the animals. Nachas, you are a kafi taif. Isha, you are kfiyas taif. Adam, you are kafi taif. All right, I take myself out of the picture. Okay, I'm not here. Okay, now let's see. Now, let's see you go make panas without me. Go ahead. Arur Adam. Let's see you go have children without me. Go ahead. Nachash, let's see. Go ahead. Enjoy your offer. I'm out of here. Go ahead. Enjoy. Say Habriya. I believe Rabbi Isai, one of the most important lessons that we could take for ourselves and we could show our children to be makir, ki toiv, the good, the positive. And that's Bria, and that's what Adam was created for. And if not, person is not, he's not shalom in the Bria. He's not shalom in the Bria. Adam, in his shleimus, in his full is to see toiv, and to see the toiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the site of the Parshat Bereishis.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.